Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have some breaking news regarding Elon Musk. This is the Adam Mockler channel, but you guys seem to really appreciate when I have other young voices fill in. So contributor Chris Mowry will take this one. Check it out.
All right. The moment we've all been waiting for seems to finally be upon us. These two massive narcissistic personalities that a lot of us have said forever are going to clash. Seems like we're just about there with Elon Musk tweeting, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." Now, obviously, he's referring to the House Republican budget bill that passed that adds $3.8 trillion to the deficit while taking millions of people off of their health insurance, all to make room for tax cuts for the rich. And so Elon Musk has finally come out and said, "No more. This is outrageous. I don't like what Donald Trump is doing." Now, I want to back up a little bit because this also comes right after we learned from Steve Bannon, who obviously played a key role in Donald Trump's first administration, says Elon Musk and Scott Bessent had a physical confrontation in the White House. Like, we've already started to see this balloon over time. And what Steve Bannon said about this is really crazy. So before we get into that article, I want to show you what the White House responded with today regarding Elon Musk's tweet. Let's take a listen.
Just across Carolina, how mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it."
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it. Yeah.
So you notice there that normally the White House will, you know, if somebody's talking badly about Trump or talking badly about something in the administration, they will come after those people hard. I mean, we've seen Donald Trump sign executive orders against individuals, executive orders against, law firms. We've seen Donald Trump attack private companies and corporations for not doing what's politically advantageous for him. I mean, this is authoritarianism is effectively here as the government, you know, the executive branch expands its power and uses the tools available to them in a way we've never seen before, to attack people, again, who don't align politically. But for Musk, you can tell they've already talked about this. It's fine. We've known he disagreed. Move on. And the thing is that I think people need to realize is that Donald Trump's administration and how Donald Trump goes about everything related to media is with the intention to make us feel hopeless, make us feel out of control. There's so much news 24/7. It's a constant assault on media with like just an outpouring of misinformation, disinformation. He's sending True Socials out with, you know, QAnon conspiracy theories. And a lot of that is it's on purpose. You know, Steve Bannon, who we're going to get back to in this article, played a key role in this idea of muzzle velocity, you know, like flooding the media with so much shit that they can't keep up with all the lies, and some of them break through. And so what you're starting to realize here, this should give you a lot of hope, is that like our voices make a difference. And you may feel like it's out of control, but as we've like pushed on these issues, as we've talked about how this congressional spending bill explodes the deficit, is the exact opposite of what Doge claimed to be. I mean, what was the point of Doge supposedly saving all this money if we're adding $4 trillion to the deficit? And we all screamed and yelled and talked about this. And now all of a sudden, finally, the clashes are starting. And you see how quickly in the White House, things are really starting to fall apart. So let's read a little bit of this article really quick before I do. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, it would mean a lot if you hit like, click subscribe, check out my YouTube channel, the link in the description down below. We are building something big here. We're building a coalition to punch back against MAGA, punch back on a lot of the media assault that MAGA has been, you know, hitting hard with. And so if you want to join this community, help us build, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. It would mean a lot. All right, let's read a little bit of this article. Steve Bannon says Elon Musk and Scott Bessent had a physical confrontation. This was just a few days ago. Elon Musk allegedly got into a heated discussion with a senior White House official that turned physical during his time as head of the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, according to Steve Bannon. A former chief strategist during President Donald Trump's first term in office, Bannon told the Daily Mail that Musk's turbulent time in the White House took a dramatic turn when he allegedly shoved 62-year-old Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent during a heated exchange. So we're pushing, we're shoving, pause right there. This comes out a few days ago, but what else did we see a few days ago? We saw Elon Musk show up to the Oval Office after this article is released that he's on all these, you know, drugs, Adderall, ketamine, with a black eye and say, oh, like that, you know, black eye came from my five-year-old son, which a lot of people found very odd. I'm not claiming anything here, but it's interesting that as all of these things bubble and we're hearing rumors of of physical altercations in the White House, that Elon Musk is on his way out right after he's announcing he's leaving. He shows up to the Oval Office with a black eye, says, "Oh no, it's fine." Then all of a sudden tweets this, "I'm sorry, I just can't do it anymore." It's very fascinating. And just in the last 24 hours, also saying that he doesn't want to take responsibility for everything the administration's doing. You know, in this article, it outlines, quote, "I don't want to speak up against the administration, but I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing." And again, he cited this multi-trillion dollar tax and spending package Congress is currently debating. And so you just, again, really start to see things bubble up. And Musk, in this paranoid state, on a lot of drugs, leaving the White House, and the explosion of personalities is about to take place. We'll see how Donald Trump responds. Make sure you're subscribed. I'm sure a video will be out right when Trump says whatever he says, because he's going to say something. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but he can't hold back. You know, that personality, he's too selfish, he has to. Musk said on X, formerly Twitter, on Wednesday night that his scheduled time as a special government employee at DOGE was coming to an end. As head of DOGE, Musk has led the charge on cuts to federal spending. During that time, the Trump administration faced a lawsuit alleging that it had violated federal privacy laws by granting DOGE access to systems containing personal information on millions of Americans without their consent. Musk has faced fierce backlash over his drastic cuts to the government budget, including canceling thousands of federal jobs and the dismantling of entire agencies, literally ruining lives. Amid the uproar, Tesla cars and properties have been targeted by protesters, causing the company's market share to decline. We've seen terrible news from Tesla just over the last 6 months. Their Q1 sales really, really, really declining, their profit declining. I don't know how much off the top of my head, but a lot. People in Europe bailing on the cars as there's better EVs. So again, you take all of these things, his time's coming to an end, he's on a lot of drugs, he's disagreeing, he shows up with the black eye, he's losing a bunch of money. So we'll see. He may continue to just turn and fight against this administration, which for any Democrat out there, I just advise we just watch with popcorn. Get the popcorn out. According to Bannon, Bessent confronted Musk over his sweeping but unfulfilled promises to deliver $1 trillion in budget cuts. And, you know, by the time Musk was leaving, he said at best $150 billion. It's not anywhere close to there. They claim $160 billion, but roughly half of those claims on the DOGE website literally have no evidence. It's just text. Another portion are just like there's egregious, you know, mathematical errors. The New York Times did a great piece on this. Scott Bessent called him out and said, quote, "You promised us $1 trillion in cuts and now you're at like $100 billion. Nobody can find any savings. What are you doing?" Bannon recounted. And that's when Elon got physical. It's a sore subject with him. Quote, "It wasn't an argument. It was a physical confrontation. Elon basically shoved him." According to Bannon, the clash occurred as Musk and Bessent moved from the Oval Office to outside Chief of Staff Susie Wiles' office and then past the office of then National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Quote, "Trump 100% sided with Bessent after the crash," Bannon added. "I don't think Bessent has any bad blood, but he's got a job to do and he's going to do it." Revelations of the alleged Musk-Bessent clash emerged following a New York Times report alleging Musk was using a, quote, "cocktail of drugs" on the campaign trail, including ketamine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms. When questioned about the report in Oval Office press conference alongside Trump, Musk dismissed the allegations by criticizing the publication, stating, quote, "Let's move on, next question." According to Bannon, Musk's status in Trump's orbit also diminished after the March leak that he was slated for top secret military briefings on China, which Trump abruptly canceled. Bannon noted, quote, the president backed Besant, just like the president didn't allow the briefing on China. People in the administration and the White House realized he doesn't have any idea what he's doing. They cauterized the damage. And we heard a lot about this, you know, when Elon was getting into the Oval Office, that he was living, he like rented out some place or, you know, some guest house at Mar-a-Lago and wanted to show up to all these meetings where he wasn't supposed to be there. Trump staffers were getting increasingly just annoyed because they were like, you know, why are you playing God around here? You don't know what you're doing. You're not here to be meeting with leaders, et cetera. And I think Trump realized, again, the damage that Elon was causing because he walks around with this grandiose, like he can solve every problem. He knows what he's doing and he's the smartest man alive, right? He truly believes he's the smartest man alive. He's saving the universe. And that has gotten worse as he's used all these drugs and his time in the White House, et cetera. Bannon emphasized that this marked a turning point, quote, that's the inflection point. You see Elon all changed from that moment. Bannon also criticized Musk's handling of his Doge promises, particularly after Trump's State of the Union address that referenced millions of allegedly fraudulent Social Security recipients, over age 100. Musk claims of fraud were debunked as, quote, primarily due to an accounting error, with Bannon stating not one penny has ever shown to have been sent to these people, which is true. The Social Security stuff that he was coming out with was complete garbage. Is anyone trying to talk to Elon now? No, Bannon remarked, attributing the fallout from the White House's big, beautiful bill to Musk. He explained that Republicans in Congress had counted on Musk's promised spending cuts, but he didn't deliver. Bannon said, the political class on Capitol Hill willingly got behind a Pied Piper and wasted 5 months. The people at fault here are Congress. They wanted to have a fairy godmother come in and wave a magic wand and say it's all fraud and get them off the hook. Particularly Mike Johnson, they didn't invite Musk to Capitol Hill because they think he's politically radioactive, which polls show is absolutely true, even amongst Republicans. And they all lined up and didn't do the work on these bills. There's no cuts. Wow. So that's where we're at. We'll see what happens in the coming days. Again, there'll be plenty of videos on this channel about it. We're going to, I assume, see eventually a strong, strong response from Donald Trump, as I assume this gets worse for Musk in his own head. He's going to keep tweeting about it again on all these drugs, very paranoid, showing up with black eyes, getting in physical confrontations. So say, I can't take it anymore. What's the next step for Musk in that explosion? All you have to do is hit subscribe. We'll make sure to make a video about it. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like, click subscribe, and the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate all the love lately. Be safe, be easy, have a good rest of your week, and I'll see you in the next video.